a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. It's Wednesday, Hump Day, the 21st day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 48 degrees.
Freeways look good, but we still have restrictions in Provo Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
And in fact, Andy, that's where we start the morning. Rocky Mountain Power says service could be cut off for some customers this week because of the risk of wildfires.
Utah Firewatch, KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more on the potential blackouts. Mary?
Amanda, this is a warning for people in parts of Summit County. Rocky Mountain Power says they may have to cut the power to the Sundance and Summit Park communities today and tomorrow. That's about 2,000 customers. The Fire Canyon fire is the concern, and turning off the power, they say, would prevent a spark from happening when wind-blown or falling debris make contact with those power lines. The company spokesman says, now these power shutoffs probably won't happen, but they want people to be prepared if they do. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
At least two significant fires are still burning right now in Utah. The Range Fire in Provo Canyon is still about 10% contained, with closures throughout the canyon. That fire has burned about 3,500 acres. Firefighters are getting the upper hand on the Fire Canyon fire in Summit County. That fire, now 70% contained, it has burned nearly 1,500 acres.
Parents of students in the Salt Lake City School District are voicing their opinions after the discovery of emails and text messages that appear to have violated the state's open meeting laws.
And I think that you can basically decide to pivot and try to get your own personal agenda items out of the way.
After the school board voted to return to school using only virtual classes, a parent filed a public records request and got back 200 pages of messages that include profanity, appeared to be unprofessional, and discussions that appear to leave out some board members.
The Provo City Council has repealed the city's mask mandate, but KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports if you're going to be there, you'll still need a face covering.
Utah County's been designated by the state as a high transmission area for coronavirus, meaning masks are required in public places, both indoors and outdoors. Provo decided to drop its mandate last night so people wouldn't get confused with the state's requirements. But Councilor George Hanley's leaving the door open to reinstate it if positive tests go up again.
We as a council should be ready to act if necessary to protect our citizens.
Provo saw a spike in cases over the summer as thousands of college kids came back to class. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Swing states are in focus as the presidential campaigns prepare for the final debate tomorrow night.
Your voice, your vote 2020. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more on the campaigns.
President Trump at a rally Tuesday night in Erie, Pennsylvania.
4 or 5 months ago when we started this whole thing, because, you know, before the plague came in, I had it made. I wasn't coming to Erie. I mean, I have to be honest. There's no way I was coming. I didn't have to.
Democratic challenger Joe Biden calling the president reckless.
He said it would go away when it got warm, and now he's telling us, don't worry, it's going to go away like a miracle.
Biden in a virtual interview with WISN-TV Milwaukee, noting COVID cases in Wisconsin and elsewhere are surging. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
President Trump's most powerful Senate ally is pressing the White House not to move ahead on a coronavirus pandemic relief package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told fellow Republicans that he has warned the White House not to divide Republicans by sealing a lopsided $2 trillion relief deal with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi before the election. Pelosi's office says talks with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Tuesday were productive, but other veteran lawmakers say there is still too much work to do and not enough time to do it to enact a relief bill by Election Day.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has submitted her written responses to questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. ABC legal analyst Royal Oaks has more.
In the judge's questionnaire responses, she played her cards close to the vest, declining to say if the president should commit to a peaceful transfer of power or if the president has the power to pardon himself.
The Judiciary Committee will vote tomorrow on whether to send the nomination to the full Senate.
The Twin Cities are digging out of one of the biggest snowstorms they've ever seen before Halloween.
That's way too early. Way reminds me of the Halloween blizzard of 91.
Parts of Minnesota saw 10 inches of snow yesterday, including nearly 8 inches at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport.
Well, we don't have that going around here today, but Kristen Van Dyke says one last day of warmer than normal temperatures is in order.
Lots of changes in store for our forecast. Today, we'll go into the mid-70s for highs, keeping our temperatures about 10 to even 20 degrees above average for many of us. But then tomorrow, a cold front approaches, and that brings in a dramatic drop in those temperatures. But the biggest change is going to be this weekend when the storm system moves in. Sunday night and Monday, we could be looking at a widespread freeze for the Wasatch Front.
Kristen says our highs on Sunday and Monday only going to be in the mid-40s.
Coming up on KSL, a successful NASA mission that seems like it was ripped from the plot of a disaster movie.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
Well, right now we have a nice start to the freeway traffic, I-15, both north and south. But we've got lane restrictions again in Provo Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:05.
Presidential debate, special coverage on Utah's morning news and throughout the day. Listen on Alexa, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM.
Did you know you can spray Lanx on just about anything that needs protection? A trailer, van liner, work truck, motorcycle. Think outside the bed liner and Lanx it.
And did you know you can get Lanx at Jordan Camper, 7000 South State in Midvale? Did you also know Jordan Camper carries truck accessories such as truck caps and bed covers, tonneau covers for full-size and mid-size trucks, bug shields, window flares, fender flares, floor mats, step-up bars, toolboxes, towing accessories, truck racks, and grill guards, just to name a few things. And I'll bet you didn't know we carry cargo glide. What's a cargo glide? Well, instead of climbing up or on your knees to get stuff out of your truck bed, we feature slide-out truck beds that come to you. And do you know, Jordan Camper is professionally sanitizing and disinfecting trucks and cars for $35 each. Come into 7000 South State in Midvale and check us out. JordanCamper.com.
This pattern report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Thanks for starting your morning with us. We're on the fire watch today, not just with the range fire, but another fire that continues to burn in Utah and the possibility that some power outages may come because of that. Our Mary Richards is following that story for us.
NASA has successfully collected a sample from an asteroid.
The NASA spacecraft OSIRIS-REx landed on the asteroid Bennu, which is about the size of the Empire State Building, and collected a sample of rocks and dirt the size of a candy bar. This is a first for NASA. Now NASA hopes the sample can help them learn more about how our solar system was formed and how we might be able to prevent an asteroid from slamming into our planet. It will take 3 years for OSIRIS-REx to bring that sample back to Earth in 2023. Gio Benitez, ABC News.
Yeah, I think Bruce Willis starred in that movie. In
I remember it.
Armageddon, 1998. The Goldbergs return to ABC tonight, and the season premiere will include a tribute to the classic comedy Airplane. David Leisure guest stars. He played one of the Hare Krishnas in the original movie and says it was actually his first job in Hollywood.
I was getting my head shaved, right? And next to me was Lloyd Bridges getting a haircut. So I'm going, there's Lloyd Bridges, and there's Leslie Nielsen, and there's all these people that, you know, I've grew up admiring and watching as a kid on TV and stuff like that. So my very first job, I got thrown into the mix with some really good, you know, Robert Stack. I got thrown in the mix with some really substantial human beings.
This is kind of funny. Leisure admits when he was making Airplane, he didn't get any of the jokes at the time. Didn't think any of it was funny.
Game one of the World Series goes to the Dodgers. Outfielder Mookie Betts became the second player in World Series history to hit a home run and steal two bases in the same game.
I did a good job tonight, but my main responsibility is to win a World Series, and that's all I'm trying to do.
By the way, his first stolen base clinched a free taco from Taco Bell as part of that annual promotion. The Dodgers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 8-3 on a strong start from Clayton Kershaw, who went six innings and gave up only one run. Game two is set for tonight.
But wait, he stole two bases. Does that mean we get two free tacos today?
I don't know. Was it only the first one, or was it two?
You know, I feel bad for the folks on the other side of the counter at Taco Bell, because they're going to have to answer that question all day long today. It's 5:09. Let's see how things are doing to get your morning started on the roads. This look brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools, and we get it started with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, we start off with traffic looking good on I-15 in the Lehigh construction going north. Seeing a little bit of a southbound delay. Looks like a temporary slowdown right after the Bluffdale exit. Won't take long for that delay to get cleared up. And we had a train blocking 56 West a few minutes ago. It looks like it has cleared the way and the road's open once again. In Provo Canyon, still have the same lane restriction we've had all week. Westbound 189 coming down into Orem, the right lane blocked, and SR92 still closed between Provo Canyon and Sundance just above it. This year has had enough surprises. Make sure your furnace isn't one of them. Have it inspected by a licensed contractor, ensuring it runs safely and efficiently all winter. A message from Dominion Energy. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And what do our temperatures look like for today, Kristen?
It's going to be a beautiful Wednesday and nice and warm, too. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures topping out in the mid-70s. Then tonight, mainly clear down to 41. By tomorrow, cold front brings in a big cool down. Expect partly cloudy skies and a high of only 53 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
A little bit cooler than it was yesterday, right about now, 48 degrees.
I'm looking forward to our conversation with Dr. Wilds from Massachusetts. She's our infectious disease expert. And asking her about these trials they're doing in England, where they inject people with COVID, and just asking, is this necessary? With all the people who have COVID, do we really need to give more people COVID in order to get to the vaccine faster? Maybe we do. But let's get her take on it in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks, as always, for starting your morning. It's Tim and Amanda here on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Susan Cox Powell vanished overnight in a winter storm.
I'd had this overwhelming feeling that he had done something to her already.
I'm Dave Cawley, and I have spent years investigating Susan's disappearance.
You looked in his eyes, and there was nothing there.
I've uncovered new audio.
I said, Josh, aren't you worried that they might come and arrest you? And he said, no. Why would they?
And I have found new details in the case. The Cold Podcast is my investigation. Subscribe and listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%. APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Join Sound Sleep Medical today on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. The first 25 callers will receive a free sleep consultation and be entered to win a prize, or visit soundsleepmedical.com for more information.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.com. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is up and running. People are already asking, does everybody get a free taco? I think that first stolen base was changed to a wild pitch. Maybe that's not a stolen base. People are already thinking about lunchtime this morning. Thanks for reaching out to us and joining the conversation on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. You know the number, 57500. KSL News Time, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Provo followed Utah County's lead and got rid of its mask mandate last night, but face coverings are still required in the city. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power is warning that service could be cut in and around Sundance and Summit Park because of the risk of wildfires.
Third, of course, we'll keep an eye on the roads as you make your way in. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Traffic was a little busy on southbound 15 at Point of the Mountain as they did a temporary slowdown. It looks like it's still going, and traffic is right over the point now, just starting to head south. But Highway Patrol keeping it from going at the full speed limit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Much warmer today, and then another big cool down. I'll have more in your forecast coming up.
Right now, 48 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The warning from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, reportedly telling senators privately that he told the White House not to strike a coronavirus relief deal with Democrats before Election Day. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin will continue to negotiate today, even as most Republican senators oppose a deal in the trillions. The Senate considering a much skinnier bill, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling it a callous stunt.
They can't get anything done. Their caucus is divided. Leader McConnell and Senate Republicans are the major barrier to preventing us from getting a bill.
Meanwhile, the nation sees its third surge in coronavirus cases. 10 nursing home residents in northwest Kansas have died from COVID-19. Health officials say all 62 residents of the Anby home in Norton County, as well as a number of employees, have tested positive. This man's 68-year-old uncle, among those who died, telling our Nebraska affiliate KGHI.
One of my friends worked there, and he said, you know, he gave a message to my uncle, and he says, oh, your uncle said he loves you and he misses you. And then the next day, like the next morning after hearing that, he passed.
New York's governor asking people from New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania to only come to his state if absolutely necessary. Those bordering states now meet the COVID infection criteria to be added to the travel advisory list. A grand juror in the Breonna Taylor case releasing a statement saying the panel was never given a chance to consider homicide charges in her death. Meanwhile, Jonathan Mattingly, one of the officers involved in the police shooting death, telling ABC News and the Louisville Courier-Journal about his frustrations with how he and his fellow officers have been portrayed.
This is not relatable to George Floyd. This is nothing like it. It's not an Ahmaud Arbery. It's nothing like it. It's not a race thing like people want to try to make it to be.
Mattingly saying the cops were doing their job during the no-knock warrant. He says Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, opened fire as police entered, so they returned fire. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The British government is moving forward with plans to support challenge trials. We told you about this yesterday, where volunteers will be intentionally exposed to the coronavirus to test new vaccines.
Joining us live is infectious diseases physician Dr. Simone Wilds from South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Doctor, why are these trials necessary when there are so many people who already have COVID who are part of these tests?
Yes, Amanda, thanks. The reason they are promoting or trying to get this trial started is because they're trying to find a vaccine. As you know, the number of cases have been increasing, and we don't have any definitive therapy. And so they want to, you know, for lack of a better term, push ahead of the pack and find out which vaccine is going to work effectively to help to treat COVID-19.
It does sound like they're targeting the segments of the population that would be less affected by the virus. But do you have any concerns about this whatsoever?
You know, I do. You know, as you said, they're using younger volunteers, patients that are 18 to 30, right? And those people generally are healthy and usually do much better than the older population with a lot of underlying infections or underlying processes that are going on. The key thing that's very concerning to me is, you know, we've done challenge trials in the past, but we have treatment when definitive treatment for cases. So, you know, for influenza or malaria. So if you get it, you have treatments. With COVID-19, we really don't have any definitive treatment. So if somebody gets really sick, of course, I'm very concerned, you know, are we going to be able to treat them effectively?
Wow. So that's the concern. If any of these people taking part in the challenge trial, we don't know for sure if we could treat them on the backside. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And that's my big concern. You know, we have remdesivir and we have dexamethasone. But again, those are not definitive therapy for COVID-19.
We are better, though, important to say here, we are better at treatments right now than we certainly were a few months ago. And even though we're talking almost on a daily basis about the increase in the number of cases, the deaths seem to be rather flat compared to a few months ago.
Yes, Tim, I agree. Things are better, but we still do not have a definitive therapy with regards to treating COVID-19. What I will say, we're better at recognizing it. We're better at making sure we start interventions earlier. So I think that really helps in the process, but we don't have definitive therapy yet.
Is the reason for a challenge trial to speed things up because we're heading into the winter and cases are going up?
I definitely think that's a part of it, right? You know, the numbers keep growing every day and the deaths. And so we want to make sure that we do something to kind of blunt this process.
Speaking of speeding things up, was it Johnson & Johnson this morning I heard on the way in that's already ramping up their production of their vaccine in case they get FDA approval?
You know, to be honest, I didn't hear that update, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they're trying to do that because everyone now is really trying to push the vaccines as we see numbers increasing each day.
Doctor, we always appreciate having you on first thing in the morning here from the South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Dr. Simone Wilds helping us out on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
519, another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda and Tim, they've released the traffic on southbound I-15, at least the first wave. They may be going to do another slowdown again just before Point of the Mountain. They're doing this in waves as they move the barrels off the freeway southbound 15 in Lehigh. Don't see any issues with that same problem. Traffic looking good for now, at least at the speed limit, Ogden through Layton in that construction. And then we still have the Alpine Loop closed, SR-92 from Provo Canyon up above Sundance. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans from aerial inspections and training to generator service. Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get a look at the 7-day forecast. Kristen Van Dyke is in the Weather Center.
Thanks, guys. The 7-day forecast, some big changes ahead. Today, we go up to 74 degrees with a lot of sunshine. And then tomorrow, a cold front approaches, bringing partly cloudy skies and highs only up near 53 degrees. And then tomorrow night, temperatures will really drop. We'll start off in the mid-30s by Friday morning. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the 50s again for Friday, and a storm system approaches this weekend. Right now, it looks like best chances for showers will be in the mountains, but our temperatures drop. Expect highs only in the 40s by Sunday, Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Let me see what our current temperature is downtown, 48 degrees. I just saw this morning. It's one of those, you know, curious things, Tim, that I thought I'd share with our audience. More and more babies are being born without wisdom teeth.
Oh, I saw this morning. That's
they
weird.
Call it a microevolution of modern humans. So, you know, we don't need them. We have them taken out if they cause problems. And sometimes we have them taken out automatically. So more and more of us are being born without them.
I've heard this about your little piggy toe. The little toe on your foot seems to be getting smaller. The nail on it is almost non-existent in most cases. One of those weird things.
Isn't that just fascinating? I guess it's a significant increase in a fairly short period of time, a microevolution. The story's in the Deseret News, in case you want to read more about it.
Happening right before our eyes.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing, because one of my biggest nightmares going to the dentist was having to get my wisdom teeth pulled.
Right.
Everybody
wasn't
has
pretty
to
for
deal
me
with it.
Either. When I shared that story with our executive producer, Adam, he said, now if we can just be born with a third kidney, that would be helpful.
There you go. So you've got a spare tire somewhere in there. Coming up in a minute, we'll see what's happening with your money news. The markets yesterday, where did we finish? Let's just get a quick look while we're thinking about it. Yesterday's markets were up about 113 points on the Dow, all in the green, as a matter of fact, when Jeff Kaplan passed along the closing numbers. We'll see what we look first thing this morning next.
The holidays are right around the corner, and you're thinking, hey, it's time to lose those extra unwanted pounds that have kind of crept on during COVID. Well, for the entire month of October, Skinny Utah is offering buy one program and get a second one at half price. Grab your spouse or a friend and get ready to feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the next 40 days with Skinny Utah. Skinny Utah has three convenient offices in Draper, Orem, and Centerville. Everything is 100% natural. No drugs, no hormones, no prepackaged meals to buy, and customized for you specifically. You can choose an in-person consultation or a video call, whichever's easiest for you. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every client to help keep you safe. Visit SkinnyUtah.com to schedule your free consultation. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 7750 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 7750. Enjoy.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Have you ever wondered how banks are making profits off of your money? ABC's Daria Albinger looks into who's paying the most.
How much money do you pay for your money? A study by Bankrate.com says it depends a lot on what kind of account you have.
If you have an interest checking account, we continue to see record high monthly fees and balance requirements to avoid those fees.
Analyst Greg McBride says if interest isn't important, you can find plenty of deals.
We see the highest number of free checking accounts in the last decade.
Withdrawing money may be cheaper, too.
More banks are offering free out-of-network ATM withdrawals than we've ever seen before.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
All right, here's how those futures markets are getting started this morning. The Dow down about 43 points. The S&P is off just 3, and the NASDAQ is down, but not much, 17 points this hour.
Well, we made it to Wednesday. Here we are, halfway through the week. Hope you woke up feeling good. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up next on KSL News Radio.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, families have been talking more than ever. Whether it's a, shh, I'm on a conference call conversation, a, I don't think I've been outside in 2 days conversation, or a, dad, you got to click the mute button conversation. Lincoln Financial believes every conversation with a loved one is a good one. So find time to talk about your financial plans, because the more we talk, the better we plan, protect, and retire. Now you're talking. Learn more at LincolnFinancial.com. Lincoln Financial is the marketing name for Lincoln National Corporation and affiliates. Copyright 2020.
Pain or no pain, your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. If wisdom teeth come in properly and meet the right conditions, they are generally safe to keep. But left unchecked, they can put you at risk for gum disease, tooth decay, and damage to adjacent teeth. Some wisdom teeth grow in at such an angle that they never break through the gum, which can lead to tooth decay, gum disease, cysts, and tumors. These impacted teeth can only be seen on x-rays, so the damage they may cause can go undetected if they are not checked by a dental professional. Some people just don't have enough room for another tooth in their mouth, so their wisdom teeth can affect adjacent teeth when they come in. This can make it difficult to chew, difficult to keep them all clean, and misalign your teeth. Not all wisdom teeth need to be removed, but they all do need to be monitored by an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. Remember, pain or no pain, your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. Find your local oral and maxillofacial surgeon at myoms.org.
In case the warm weather lulled you into a false sense of security, it's gonna get cold.
That storm will bring valley rain, mountain snow,
and a big time cold
about.
Keep up with a changing forecast. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
529, and time to get another peek at how the roads are getting started here for a Wednesday. It's brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Andy Farnsworth, I'm watching I-15. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, they did a temporary slowdown on southbound 15 over Point of the Mountain. They've released the traffic. Everything's back to flowing normally. I don't know if they're going to do one for northbound 15 out of American Fork. They haven't done it yet. Traffic is also looking good in the construction in Ogden, Roy, Sunset, Clearfield, that stretch. And in Provo Canyon, SR-92, the Alpine Loop closed again this morning between Provo Canyon itself and just above Sundance. Need new appliances? Visit Durden's Appliance on 5th South in Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. Try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out what that forecast looks like. Over to you, Kristen.
Today is going to be beautiful. Expect decent air quality and temperatures up to 74 degrees. Then tonight, we'll have mainly clear skies, temps falling quickly down to 41 degrees. By Thursday, expect a big change, partly cloudy skies and highs only in the low to mid 50s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 48 degrees.
Looking good on our freeways at this time. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah man facing a slew of felony charges after police say he tricked young men into getting invasive medical examinations.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, charging documents indicate that a Lehigh man has been accused of convincing 3 young men, including 2 he met while serving as missionaries for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that he needed their help for clinical procedures. Specifically, 72-year-old Leonard Lotion convinced the young men that he needed practice either giving them physicals or placing a catheter. These alleged incidents happened a few years back while he was serving as in a mission in Texas, and the abuse then continued multiple times in Sandy and in Brigham City, according to court documents. He's now being charged in 3rd District Court with multiple sexual assault felonies. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Most COVID-19 tests come back in 24 to 48 hours, but one Utah family says they waited for results for more than 2 weeks. Carrie Leonard says her son got an appointment, went to a test Utah location, and then waited for 17 days.
Did they lose his test? Did they mislabel his test? I mean, nobody knows. This whole process has been really, really difficult for our family.
She says when the test finally came back, it was inconclusive. He then went to a clinic and got his negative results in about 24 hours.
Parents get some time to comment on emails and text messages between members of the Salt Lake City School Board. KSL-TV's Brittany Tate reports those messages were discovered by a parent's public records request.
The Salt Lake City School Board allowed for 15 minutes of public comment during their virtual board meeting. Parents were frustrated and seeking action. Enrollment, especially for elementary-aged children in the Salt Lake City School District, is dramatically falling. This year, they are down 1,500 students, which equals 55 teaching jobs.
Before the public meeting yesterday, board members reportedly held a closed-door meeting discussing possible litigation and character.
A man is accused of stealing kitchen equipment from the Davis Conference Center and then using it to open a restaurant. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with that story this morning. Mary?
Tim, court records say Rodrigo Yesquez Gonzalez was the general manager of the Davis Conference Center in Layton, but he asked some of his employees to take kitchen equipment from that building and install it at a Gandolfo's restaurant in Murray to get it ready to open. The Deseret News says one man told police he was paid to move a pizza oven, ice machine, stainless steel shelving, microwave, grill, mixer, fridge, and more. And then he was supposed to replace that equipment with older stuff from storage so it didn't look like things were missing. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Justice Department has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, saying the search giant is a monopoly.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis reports Google is accused of abusing its power. when we Google it.
The Department of Justice case is also about the various agreements it's entered into, the exclusivity agreements that forbid pre-installation of any kind of competing search service. They have other arrangements that force pre-installation of its applications in prime locations on mobile devices. They have these long-term agreements with Apple that require Google to be the default and the de facto exclusive general search engine. Google's argument here is people are using Google and this incredible product because they choose to, not because they're forced to or because they can't find alternatives.
Early voting continues in a number of battleground states, including Wisconsin.
My wife and I were determined to vote on November 3rd and decided that long line could get long, so we decided to vote early.
In Texas, more than 4 million early ballots have already been cast.
Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson thinks it's good that many people are taking advantage of early voting.
We're seeing big numbers of ballots returned already, which is good. We like that. It helps spread out our workload over a period of weeks instead of getting slammed on election day.
Here in Utah, 136,000 ballots have already been processed, and 85,000 of those are from Salt Lake County.
KSL Weather with Kristen Van Dyke. You can probably get away with a t-shirt today, but tomorrow you're going to want to have a sweater or jacket ready as the first of two storm systems moves in.
This weekend, the storm system moves in to bring in the potential for some mountain showers, slight chance for some valley showers potentially Saturday night into Sunday. But what you'll really notice is the dramatic cool down. We'll go from highs today in the 70s back to the 50s for the end of the week. And then this weekend on Sunday, highs only in the low to mid 40s.
Kristen says Sunday night into Monday, we can expect a widespread freeze along the Wasatch Front.
Coming up on KSL, a new study looks at crime trends after Black Lives Matter protests.
And KSL traffic.
Speeds on I-15 are good now that they've opened up the lanes on southbound 15 from construction in Lehigh. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:35.
Just 12 days until election week. Knock out your ballot as soon as it arrives. Sign it and mail it. And make sure your voice is heard. Election week is coming, so keep listening to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. In the New York headquarters of one of the 50 largest companies in the world, the employees know the peril of riding up and down on the elevator. Eventually, you'll ride with the CEO. He's going to the top, all the way up, and he'll be asking the same question. Not how's it going, or the weather, or the sports. He asked, read any good books lately? Now, no is the wrong answer. Yes, and a good book suggestion is the right answer. This CEO often credits his latest good read to an employee. It also sends a powerful cultural message about the value of knowledge well presented. Learn more about great leadership in an online MBA program at Utah State University. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. That's HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
If you have higher than a 2.38% interest rate, call Associated Mortgage now, 943-1999. Best rates, best service, save thousands. 2.7% APR.
Thanks again for starting your morning with us. If you're just joining us, keeping an eye on a Utah man facing a slew of felony charges. Police say that he tricked young men into getting invasive medical examinations. John Wolchek will keep an eye on that story this morning.
A new study looks at crime rates after Black Lives Matter protests.
A researcher from the University of Colorado Boulder found that cities that have higher numbers of Black Lives Matter protests see fewer fatal police interactions in the subsequent month, a 2.7 reduction in the average number of black fatalities per month. Ultimately, long-term, BLM protest activity was not found to have an impact on property crime, violent crime, officer assaults, or officer attacks without any concurrent change in arrest rates. But it does show the importance of approaching social justice issues patiently at a variety of levels. The study used data from 2010 to 2018. Todd Ant, ABC News.
As office workers continue to stay home during the pandemic, cities that were in the middle of the bustling downtown comebacks are feeling a lot of uncertainty. Places like Detroit, Cleveland, and Oakland, California were seeing big downtown growth before the coronavirus hit. Now the revitalizations have been stalled, and experts say it's likely to take the once-struggling cities longer to come back from those with established commercial and residential markets.
Another Utah high school football team won't be in the playoffs because of COVID-19. Uinta High School had too many cases, and so they had to forego the 4A playoffs. School protocol calls for a class or team to quarantine for 14 days after three positive tests. Uinta was supposed to play Mountain View this Friday in the first round.
Yeah, and Copper Hills was on the receiving end of getting a forfeit, so they advanced. That's the high school that we live closest to, and I've been involved with for years with their athletics program. I can tell you, not the way they want to advance into the playoffs.
Nobody wants to win that way, of course, but to not even get to play, I know that's frustrating for those young men, but you have to do what you have to do. This is just a difficult year.
Yep, 2020.
5:39, let's get another early look at your morning commute, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we're starting off in pretty good shape on I-15 now that the southbound lanes have been released from slowdown in Lehigh. That's been the only delay on the freeway I've seen this morning. We had a little bit of a delay over on 56 West at the railroad tracks. Also hearing from a KSL traffic trooper that the traffic lights at 1700 South are currently malfunctioning, although I haven't seen much backup there yet. And SR-92, Alpine Loop, still closed because firefighting efforts, Provo Canyon up above Sundance. When it comes to your company's employee benefits plan, don't shop just a few carriers. Shop them all with Magellan HCM. Visit shopmyplan.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kristen Van Dyke is hanging out in the KSL Weather Center today.
It's going to be beautiful today, but expect big changes by tomorrow. So enjoy mostly sunny skies and 74 this afternoon, down to 41 tonight. And then for your Thursday, clouds increase. We'll keep it dry, but highs drop by 15 to 20 degrees, only going up to 53 for a high. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
We're not far off of that 53 now. It's 48 downtown.
Coming up just a moment on KSL News Radio, we're hearing from the grand jury in the Breonna Taylor case this morning. We're also hearing from one of the officers who was involved. We'll get more on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks, as always, for starting your morning with us. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
You know, we heard about these possible power outages that might be coming in Utah, and it made me think again about how grateful I am for this home standby generator. I know that I might be like a broken record on this issue, but this is one of those things that if you don't have a home standby generator, this might be an investment that your family ought to think about. And they come in different sizes and therefore different prices, but I got mine from Superior Water and Air. And I asked my husband about it, and it took us a couple of years. We thought about it, talked about it, you know, and then when I got one, I know now that if ever there's any kind of a power outage, I can count the seconds before it clicks back on and keeps my home running.
Yeah, in the case of the news this morning about the Range Fire, there's a little bit of a warning that that could happen for some residents.
Right.
But normally these things come with no warning.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine, you know, it would always be an inconvenience. But imagine if you're working out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And
which so many of us are these days.
Your bosses are counting on you being there, and you have to have power to run your computer and everything else that is going on in the house. Those things are important, and we know the people that can help install that. Of course, it's our friends at Superior Water and Air. We call them your safe essential service provider, and people think of them for plumbing, but boy, they do so many other things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they run your, come out and do a check on your furnace. They install more water heaters than anybody else, but yes, of course, plumbing, any kind of a plumbing issue, small or large. If it's a small, don't hesitate to call them. If it's just a small thing, they love to come out and take care of a small thing.
Here's a number you need to have handy for Superior Water and Air. It's 801-974-9090.
Or go online to superiorwaterandair.com.
We all know about the benefits of milk. We've heard it for years. It does a body good. But as the population of our planet grows, where is the future of dairy? Well, believe it or not, the future of dairy is happening right now. From finding ways to make significant improvements in water use and quality, to embracing new on-farm practices and technologies in feed production, cow care, and renewable energy. And that's just scratching the surface. Local dairy farmers like farmers across the country are finding new ways to produce affordable, nutritious food in ways that are good for the planet. You see, the future of dairy farming is already here, and it looks pretty darn good, with a vision of becoming carbon neutral or better by the year 2050. Dairy is now and will continue to be an environmental solution as dairy farmers make progress today to meet the needs of tomorrow. Ask questions about dairy and learn more about Utah and Idaho farmers at unbottled.com. So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
After 50 years in business, Century Lighting is closing their doors. Through November 30th, save 60% on all items in stock. Visit Century Lighting in Ogden Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 544. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Rocky Mountain Power says weather conditions could force them to cut power service in and around Sundance and Summit Park because of the risk of wildfires.
Second, firefighters are getting the upper hand on the Fire Canyon fire in Summit County. That fire is now 70% contained. It's burned nearly 1,500 acres.
Third, let's see how that drive's shaping up. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
We've got some malfunctioning traffic lights, 5600 West, 17th South, and some paving, 56 West, 35th South. Could be a rough drive on that road today. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Much warmer today, and then another big cool down. I'll have more in your forecast coming up.
And right now it's 48 degrees.
With KSL's top national story.
The 2020 presidential candidates debate tomorrow night in Nashville, their final before Election Day. And while Joe Biden preps, former President Obama will be in Philadelphia today for Biden, on Twitter urging young voters to cast their ballots.
I know there's plenty out there to make people feel cynical. And plenty of people are going to seize on that to convince you that your vote doesn't matter. It's not new. It's one of the oldest voter suppression tactics there is.
Meanwhile, President Trump blitzing the battleground states. He was in Pennsylvania Tuesday.
First Lady Melania Trump had been scheduled to appear with her husband in Pennsylvania in what would have been her first appearance at a campaign rally since June 2019. But her office canceled, citing a lingering cough from her COVID-19 infection.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Dave Packer. ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Grand jurors in the Breonna Taylor case have been given permission by a judge to speak out about the proceedings.
ABC News correspondent Alex Perez has more.
This morning, a Kentucky judge issuing a rarely seen ruling, granting grand jurors, typically sworn to secrecy, permission to speak publicly about the proceedings in the Breonna Taylor case. The decision follows months of protests and comes after the grand jury charged one now former officer, Brett Hankison, with wanton endangerment for firing his weapon into Taylor's neighbor's apartments. But no charges for the death of the 26-year-old EMT killed when police executed a search warrant. Two jurors coming forward, one of them explaining they were never presented with any charges other than those for Hankison. The grand jury did not have homicide charges explained to them, adding questions were asked about additional charges, and the grand jury was told there would be none because the prosecutors didn't feel they could make them stick.
Neither of our grand jurors are in this for any type of a claim. They wanted to contribute to the truth and transparency of this proceeding for the benefit of the whole community.
The Attorney General's office previously released audio from the proceedings. You can hear one juror asking about seeing what could be other possible evidence.
All the videos, just cut the time.
In issuing the decision, the judge allowing the jurors to speak in part because the Attorney General has made public statements about the proceedings.
While there are six possible homicide charges under Kentucky law, these charges are not applicable to the facts before us because our investigation showed and the grand jury agreed that Mattingly and Cosgrove were justified in the return of deadly fire. But a juror now seemingly refuting the attorney general, writing, "The grand jury didn't agree that certain actions were justified, nor did it decide the indictment should be the only charges in the Breonna Taylor case."
And the judge also ruled that the part of the proceedings that was not recorded by audio can now also be released to the public.
That's really interesting. Boy, that an awful rare to have that, to have a grand juror speak out like that. Later in the morning, we'll have a chance to share with you some of what one of the officers in that case is saying. One of the officers is speaking out about his experience, and he is saying in a nutshell that what happened there had nothing to do with race. And hopefully we'll be able to share some of his conversation on Good Morning America later this morning here on KSL News Radio.
I look forward to doing that. 5:49, let's see how things are doing on the roads out there with the help of Andy Farnsworth, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Andy, of course, is in the traffic center. How are we doing so far this morning?
Well, so far, no crashes. That's good news. We got some malfunctioning traffic lights, according to a couple of our traffic troopers, on 5600 West at 1700 South. That's always a problem area anyway between 80 and 201, and we'll see just what kind of impact that has. Right now, it's a fairly minor impact, but volumes are still fairly light in that area. No delays on I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake or Provo to downtown. If you'll be traveling through Provo Canyon, have the same westbound lane restriction we've had all week going down towards Orem, and the Alpine Loop is still closed from Provo Canyon up past Sundance. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's get a look now at that 7-day forecast brought to you by Superior Water and Air. And here is Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, guys. Lots of changes in the 7-day forecast, so enjoy today. 74 degrees, lots of sunshine. By tomorrow, temperatures drop, but we'll keep it dry, partly cloudy, and 53. Up to 59 Friday, not too bad there. And then by the weekend, a storm system approaches, bringing cloudy skies. Chance for showers Saturday night into Sunday, and then highs by Sunday, only in the 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 48 degrees right now downtown. Aaron and I did our mail-in ballots. My husband and I did our mail-in ballots last night. I so enjoy being able to do that from home. I know everybody has their preferences, but that way, if there's a question, I can, I can look at it. I can look it up online and study it, discuss it, and then come to a conclusion, mark it the way I feel as I'm actually going through the process. I think it's just fantastic.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. And when you go to the ballot box, if you do it in person, it's not like somebody's standing there tapping their foot waiting, but you do get a sense that there's other people waiting in line.
And
you know how long you waited in line, and you feel a little pressure to get it done.
You
and
do
get
feel
out
a little pressure. At home, if you get interrupted or whatever, you can come back to it. Oh, that's right. I can pick it up here and do, because you want to be methodical about it. You want to take your time. You want to give it the consideration it deserves.
Well, there are those things and those races, that you just go bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom.
There are those things you know,
but there are
things you don't know.
There are some on the ballot this year that I didn't even know were, being contested, first of all, and certainly not knowing any of the 60 judges without having made an appearance in court.
Right.
How do you make your decisions on those these days?
And there were constitutional amendments that I didn't know about, so I had to look those up and find out, how do I feel about that?
Yeah. Now, you can do that research prior to going to voting in person. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to do it as you're, putting your mark on the ballot.
If you were more prepared than I am.
But it is nice to be able to do it at your kitchen table. Coming up in a minute. Get out and vote, by the way. Coming up in just a minute, we will take another peek at what's happening on the markets this morning with futures. And, of course, we'll also check in with Mitch Harper. That means Cougar Tracks is right around the corner.
In business, things move quickly. You have to be ready to shift, pivot, adapt, then do it all over again. Comcast Business gives you fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. And for a limited time, you can also get fast shipping with Amazon Business Prime Essentials. Wow, that was fast. So no matter what comes next, you can do more than bounce back. You can bounce forward. Help your business bounce forward with this amazing new offer. Get started with powerful internet and voice for $64.90 a month for 12 months. and ask how you can get 1 free year of Amazon Business Prime Essentials on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online today to find out more. Offer ends 10/25/20. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Call for details.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, is now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Disneyland will not be opening anytime soon. Not likely, anyway. New California pandemic guidelines say the theme park can only open when the county they are located in drops below the moderate COVID-19 risk level.
A survey from LendingTree found 25% of Americans have already finished their holiday shopping. The survey also found 31% of people believe they will incur debt as they shop for gifts this season.
I can't even start to think about my Christmas shopping yet. I don't know what to get anybody. They're all getting to an age that I can't make a decision. Lowe's says they'll be offering a fresh-cut Christmas tree delivery service this year. Starting October 30th, you can order trees and wreaths online or go pick them up yourself at the store and have them show up at your house in 5 days.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. Dow futures down 33, S&P futures down 4.2, NASDAQ futures down 29.7.
It's time for Cougar Tracks. Let's check in again with Mitch Harper this morning.
A trend that has emerged during BYU's undefeated 5-0 start is tight end fullback Mason Wake is probably going to hurdle someone. The high-flying sophomore from Lone Peak High School in Alpine is a guy who loves the game of football. He lays out everything he's got on the field. And head coach Kalani Sitake appreciates that passion.
A lot of energy, and he mentioned that he's a hard worker. The players recognize those that sacrifice a lot, and he does. And so he's good to see his hard work pay off and in a lot of ways, and touchdowns and opportunities to carry the ball or run it. So the guy is willing to do whatever he can to help his teammates, and it's a pleasure to be his coach and have him on the team.
Wake and the number 12-ranked BYU Cougars will take on Texas State this Saturday for the first meeting ever between the two programs. For coverage leading up to kickoff, subscribe to the Cougar Tracks podcast on kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
We're chatting with Melissa from Sound Sleep Medical. CPAP machines, water, power, and a time of crisis. Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, when we're all thinking a little bit more about preparedness right now, if you're a CPAP user, you know you need access to distilled water and electricity. What if you don't have access to that? What we do, an oral appliance, can act as a backup to your CPAP machine.
So, Melissa, tell me about sleep and immunity.
Not getting quality sleep or enough sleep makes you more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus. And also, lack of sleep can also affect how quickly you recover. So sleep is really important to your immunity system.
So the initial consultation is free and private, yes?
Yes, private. You will likely be the only one in the office at the time. And we're taking extra precautions to make sure everybody's safe.
Call Sound Sleep Medical for your free private consultation. 801-716-8672.
It's nice to have a go-to expert for your hair, your lawn, and even your car. But do you have a go-to expert for plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling? Hi, this is Dan James, owner of Black Diamond Experts, and we want to be your go-to expert for all your home servicing needs. Businesses in our industry have been named essential, and for a good reason. Electrical, HVAC, and plumbing problems don't wait for the night and weekends to be over. At Black Diamond Experts, we're battling those things that go bump in the night by staying up late and fighting them throughout the weekend. Because we're always open, 24/7, we're ready to help you if any needs should arise. That means when you make the call, we'll be there. You can always trust us to do the job right the first time, fast and for a fair price. At Black Diamond Experts, we guarantee the lowest price on any electrical, plumbing, or HVAC service. We'll match any competitor's exact advertised price. Call us for details at 801-528-7508. That's 801-528-7508. You can also find us online at blackdiamondexpert.com. Black Diamond Experts, now you have a go-to expert for your home.
From a recovery program for the homeless to a place to lay your head at night, with breakfast, lunch, and dinner served every day. Would you like to help? Visit RescueSaltLake.org.
Just 12 days until election week and historic 2020 voting is over.
Our nation is at a crossroads.
One of the most important elections in the life of this nation.
We have to bring America together. We can't hold grudges.
The thing that really works is you go to the ballot box.
Knock out your ballot as soon as it arrives. Do your homework. Sign it and mail it. And make sure your voice is heard. Election week is coming, so keep listening to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time 5:59. Another look at your early morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Andy?
And right now, Amanda, traffic is looking good on I-15. Been watching 56 West. You've got a malfunctioning traffic light at 1700 South. It has yet to cause a big delay, but we'll see how that goes as the morning progresses. No slowdowns in Utah County in the construction or on I-15 in Ogden, coming south through the construction zone there. You may not know this, but Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment. Forklifts, excavators, aerial lifts, skid steers, generators, trenchers, they can service them all at a Diamond Rental near you. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
I got to tell you, looking at the 7-day forecast, today's high looks way out of place. We go from 44 on the low end to 58 on the high end, but today could be a record. 74 degrees coming.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.